When Hannah and I first met, she really weirded me out because she was like a super fan of my old band, Fagreg.
Yes, I was a Fagreg super fan. I'd like kind of talked to her a few times. We went to the same parties, but I was afraid of her. I figured Mikey didn't really want to be my friend very much because I was dating her ex-boyfriend.
He just said that he didn't love me anymore and that he was leaving me and then moved out. When he started dating Hannah, like, weeks later. And we'd been dating and living together for 3 years. Hey girl, so that was awkward when she asked me to start the band.
I'd heard Mikey wanted to start a band like the band I wanted to start. And I was like, well, like, why wouldn't we start that band together? Because we have matching glasses.
Well, she approached me on the street and had this list of reasons written out why we should start a band together.
Number one.
And followed me down the street reading this list of reasons.
I have always admired your songwriting and musicianship, and I feel like there's a lot I could learn from you. Two, plus I'd have a bunch of songs, lyrical themes in my head, also a zillion small pieces of paper waiting to materialize into radness. Three, garage pop forever. I think we have a very similar sound in mind for a future band.
As she was following me and reading me this list, she goes, I'm making you a mixtape. I'm making you a mixtape.
So I made her a tape and was like, this is what it could sound like. Here's a picture of the tape. It's called Let's Start a Band. It worked.
I said, yes.
She was persuaded.
Hi, we're Needlecraft, and here are some of our dating tips and tricks.
It's really hard for us not to be ourselves more than anything. I feel like Needlecraft is actually a really accurate representation of us, even if we kind of play it off like it's a joke.
It's weird that our relationship works because we're both alpha females, but I think that's also kind of why it works. Both feel comfortable supporting each other and pushing each other and also calling each other out.
She's so stubborn, but it like is really good in a lot of ways. She knows what she wants and like doesn't really compromise for anything, and that's cool.
I feel kind of like we have a very sisterly relationship.
I'm pretty sure if I needed Mikey for anything, I could ask her and she would drop whatever she's doing and do it for me, you know, and like vice versa. She has really good hair.
She has great hair.
What? We have good hair.
We love our band a lot. We both have matching tattoos. Hannah's the only person that I have a matching band tattoo with.
It's the art from the back of our album.
Two balls of yarn speared by a switchblade and crossed with a crochet hook.
I got the knitting needle and the switchblade because I knit and she crochets.
With a lovely yarn border.
We got commemorative tattoos and a van. Just you.
Her mom just passed away in February, and she got an insurance settlement. She felt like it was important for us to use part of that money to help our band.
So Mikey and I went van shopping.
It was definitely good cop, bad cop. She was like, I love this van. This van is awesome. These seats recline. I'm falling asleep right now.
I just like to sleep in cars. That's what I care about.
And I'd be like, has this vehicle been in any accidents? Initially, she wanted to just buy the van, have it be mine, have it be totally in my name. And really, I felt more comfortable with both of our names being on it.
I didn't know we could put both our names on it.
Thank you.
I'm going to offer you $4,500. And they were like, well, we can't do it for this. And then he gave us another number, and Mikey gave him another number. And then we settled on a number in between. But there was, like, silences and, like, staring.
I mean, I've bought several vehicles and been through this before.
When we first got in our van, like, together, and we turned on the radio, and it was playing Needlecraft. And we were like, oh, my God. This is our song. This is our van.
The DMV lady was in a really bad mood.
She was having a bad day.
We sat down at her little desk and we're like, hi, we're so excited. We just bought a new van. We have a band. And she was like,
Needlecraft, when we remove all the vowels from it, is 7 letters long. Perfect length for a vanity plate.
Oh my God, let's get vanity plates. Vanity plates are awesome. Let's get vanity plates. And she was like, yeah. Yeah, the DMV lady got into it.
We came in and we charmed her. That's what we do. We're really good at that.
Hannah and I have this effect on people.
That's a Mikey and Hannah thing.
We slowly win people over until they are really in love with us. I don't know if there's anything that would really happen that we couldn't work out. I think that we're working from a strong foundation, like a very weird situation that grew into a friendship.
This relationship lasted way longer than the relationship with that stupid guy, so just saying.